It's the end of the road in Illinois, and if you want to go further south on Route 1, you'll be hopping the ferry across the Ohio River into Kentucky. That ferry and this town have quite a story that brings a lot of people to a town of 300. It's this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On the Illinois side of the Ohio River, there was once a place where early pioneers heading downriver on their flatboats might try to help someone in distress.
They may have a decoy. They may have a woman on the bank in distress. The families would see her and want to help her.
Marty Kaler is speaking of the decoy the pirates of the Ohio River might use to rob and kill travelers at a place called Cave In Rock. The natural cave was a hideout for several decades for those who used it as a base for crime on the river. When steamboats began to traverse these waters, though, the pirate days were over, but the cave remained a spot of intrigue and beauty along these bluffs. The town of Cave In Rock was soon established, and today it numbers not quite 300. Marty is the mayor.
It sits at the end of Illinois Route 1. Now, Illinois Route 1 is an extension of South Halstead in Chicago. Illinois Route 1 runs from Chicago to Cave In Rock.
It was the shortest and fastest route from Chicago to Nashville before the interstates came along. There is still a ferry here to Kentucky. That was my means to cross the river.
They thought about building a bridge years ago. The owner at that time of the ferry was politically connected and did not want a bridge here. And at that time, it was a pay passage.
But today, the ferry is free, a vital link between the states and a tourist attraction in its own right. Marty helps visitors enjoy the bluffs above the famous cave.
Everybody loves a view up here. We have the restaurant and we have four duplex cabins that we rent nightly that set up on an 80-foot bluff overlooks the Ohio River.
It's a place of history and scenic beauty along the banks of the mighty river. Traveling the countryside in Cave In Rock, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.